Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. David Bowie, we're 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and it's time to head to the movies now. And joining us is Shane A. Bassett. Good morning, Shane.
Hello, Gilly. Good morning.
Tell us about Ride the Eagle. It is showing now at Odeon 5.
It is. A little bit of a surprise, this one. I had a good laugh throughout. It's a comedy about Susan Sarandon. She passes away, and her son, Jake, played by Jake Johnson, comes to the house where she used to live, and she's left him a note with a list of some things to do before he can gain her inheritance. And she's an old hippie, so some of the things on this list are kind of outrageous, and he doesn't want to do, but it's all in the name of the memory of his mum. So quite a touching movie, as well as being very funny.
Okay, called Ride the Eagle. Now, tell us about this one, The Last Duel, also at Odeon 5.
Yeah, it is, and I'm pretty positive this is going to be spoken about during awards season, Academy Awards and so forth. Jodie Comer is in it from Killing Eve. Also Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Adam Driver. It's a medieval melodrama, I guess you could best call it. It's a true story as well, about knights and princes all dueling for beautiful women to the death. And there's also a crime that happens through this and a court case. This is where the Jodie Comer character comes in, and she has to fight for her rights. So a bit of a three-hour epic here, but totally worth it. And directed by Ridley Scott, who made Gladiator, wow. So you know what to expect.
Yeah, fantastic. That's called The Last Duel. That's at Odeon 5. Now, tell us about Senior Moment.
Very funny movie. It's got William Shatner in it, who's been in the news lately. He went to space, of course, and he's 91, still acting. And this is a comedy. His character loses his driver's license because he's been silly on the roads. He's been doing some drag racing, thinking he's young again. The police catch up to him. He loses the driver's license, and now he has to catch public transport everywhere. Along the way, he meets some people that he probably wouldn't have normally met and makes some new friends. So, yeah, very lightweight comedy here. It's also got Gene Smart, who's in a great show called Hacks on Stan, and Christopher Lloyd, of course, from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Back to the Future.
All right, and tell us about The Colony.
Really like this. Thought I'd briefly mention it. Do you remember the movie Waterworld, Gilly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, me too. Loved it. Kevin Costner. Well, it's similar to that. It's about an astronaut who crash lands to Earth. She's sort of shipwrecked, actually, because the whole of Earth is practically covered in water. She thinks she's the only one alive, but it turns out she's not, so she has to survive. Pretty exciting stuff, and for a low budget, I think this sci-fi is definitely worth catching. It's on digital, or you can rent or buy on digital platforms.
Okay, now you asked me often, have I been watching anything? And
yes.
I got to say, now that Netflix is hosting all the episodes of Seinfeld, I'm about a third of the way through. I'm up to season 3 out of 9, I think it is. So we're getting there.
Are they still funny?
Yeah, absolutely. The characters, the jokes are a bit old, and you know, any references to technology and things, you go, oh, this is old. But the characters are just classics. Kramer, I think, is the funniest. George is up there, and yep. Elaine. And I must say, watching it again, Jerry's not actually that funny. The other characters are the ones that really carry
it's
him along.
Friends. Yeah, I find that when I'm channel surfing and I'm on it, I have a laugh, but some of the jokes don't stick with me anymore. So I was just thinking, does it still hold up if you're watching episode after episode?
Yeah, it's working for me at the moment anyway. And on those sleepless nights, it helps put me to sleep as well.
Well, that's saying something, yeah, putting you to sleep.
Certainly is. He takes us to the movies each and every week. It's Shane A. Bassett, mate. Appreciate it. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day. Bye now.